Phoenix Audio presents
A Confederacy of Dunces by John Kennedy Toole. A green hunting cap squeezed the top of the fleshy balloon of a head. The green ear flaps, full of large ears and uncut hair, stuck out on either side like turn signals, indicating two directions at once. Full, pursed lips protruded beneath the bushy black mustache. In the shadow under the green visor of the cap, Ignatius J. Riley's supercilious blue and yellow eyes looked down upon the other people waiting under the clock at the D.H. Holmes department store, studying the crowd of people for signs of bad taste in dress. Possession of anything new or expensive only reflected a person's lack of theology and geometry. It could even cast doubts upon one's soul. He contemplated the long while that he had been waiting for his mother, and therefore did not notice the two eyes that were hungrily watching him from behind one of D.H. Holmes' pillars, two sad eyes shining with hope and desire. "You got any identification, mister?" the policeman asked in a voice that hoped that Ignatius was officially unidentified. "Let me see your driver's license."
"Is it part of the police department to harass me when this city is a flagrant vice-capital of the civilized world?" Ignatius bellowed over the crowd in front of the store. "This city is famous for its gamblers, prostitutes, exhibitionists, antichrists, alcoholics, sodomites, drug addicts, fetishists, onanists, pornographers, frauds, jades, litterbugs, and lesbians, all of whom are only too well protected. If you have a moment, I shall endeavor to discuss the crime problem."